Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Today, we're live in Studio A with Dominique Pruitt and joining her on guitar, Travis. So welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about your brand new release, and I believe it's the debut for you.
It is.
So
yeah.
We'll hear you.
Very exciting.
Yeah. But unfortunately, they're not playing tonight. They're doing some radio visits, and one of them being here at WCBE. And we'll talk more with Dominique after this first song that they start us off with. Tell us a little bit about this one.
This is a song my dad wrote about 35 years ago about someone who will remain nameless, but a little lion cheater that he knew. And this is You Don't Have a Heart.
All right.
You could have told me you didn't love me anymore. Why did you have to make me crazy? And after all this time, my heart still pounds every time there's a knock at the door. You think I love you? Well, maybe I'm the fool who feels the pain, but at least I can sleep at night. I'm over all the nights where I lied awake, thinking was a wrong or a right. I might never be the girl again who comes a running when you call. Loved me, but instead you went and lied. I bet you thought that you were funny. You thought that you had stole my heart and soul, but here's a big surprise. I'm gonna find another honey. Maybe I'm the fool who feels the pain, but at least I can sleep at night. Over all the nights where I lied awake, thinking was a wrong or a right. And I might never be the girl again who comes a running when you call. And I might be the one with the broken heart, but you don't have a heart at all. You don't have a heart at all. Love me anymore. Why did you have to make me crazy? And after all this time, my heart still pounds every time there's a knock at the door. You think I love you? Well, maybe. And maybe I'm the fool who feels the pain, but at least I can sleep at night.
You don't have a heart. It's Dominique Pruitt live from Studio A, and you can find that off her debut release, self-titled Dominique Pruitt. And not performing in town tonight. They're doing some radio visits, and we're glad that she has one here with us today. They're going to play a couple more songs for us. And you mentioned your dad wrote that song.
He did.
And, well, you grew up, well, listening and playing music for a long time.
Yeah, I was a little, you know, intimidated by the whole musicians are my parents thing as I was younger, but and I got into my teenage years and I kind of got over it eventually. But yeah, he wrote that song and I grew up loving that song. It was like a little more disco, that one, but I, you know, made it my own. And,
yeah.
And he's my co-writer, my dad, so we wrote all the stuff on the album together, along with some other writers mixed in, but he and I wrote almost everything on the album together.
So talk about the retro feel that you put to the stuff, and I know you love all things 50s and 60s.
I
and
do.
I love all the pictures on your website. So where did that love come from?
Specifically, Crybaby, the John Waters movie, like really did something to me when I was 9 years old. It really, those like pompadours and the leather jackets and the girls with like, you know, the little waists and the pointy bras. I just loved the whole thing. I don't know. And, you know, I like modern things as well, but I've always just been really inspired musically by the eras of the 50s and 60s and, uh-huh. and visually my personal style. Very.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty throwback with that. But yeah, I can't escape the music of that era. That's my personal inspiration for sure.
Now, what, you're based in LA and you grew up there too,
yeah.
as well? Okay.
I'm a Valley girl.
Valley girl.
Through and through.
So you say you wouldn't be where you are today with some of the experiences working at a hair salon.
Yeah, I don't know why. When I was like 16, I was like, oh, I want to work at a hair salon and get my hair done for free. So I just had done that for years while, you know, singing. And finally, I ended up in Beverly Hills when I was 19. I was like, oh, there's probably some people in the music business here. I'm going to hand my demo out. So, you know, that it all worked out the way it was supposed to. And yeah, it was an interesting experience. Lots of funny celebrity stories. Someday I'll have to write like an anonymous memoir about my tales of the celebrity hair salon.
So there were quite a few that would come through there.
Oh yeah, it was one of the biggest like A-list salons in Beverly Hills. So mostly everyone was nice, but you know, every once in a while there's a real doozy.
I'm sure there's some stories.
Yeah.
And you couldn't give it up right now, huh?
Not yet. Almost. One day when I'm a little more anonymous. Yeah.
Well, let's hear another one. It's Dominique Pruitt live from Studio A, and again, her new CD is out. It's self-titled, her debut, and we're loving it here and loving the live session today. What's this next one you're going
to
do?
This is To Win Your Love. It's actually, my EP is the current out, and it's called To Win Your Love.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. Sorry for the doozy. But yes, To Win Your Love, and this is the title track off the EP.
Okay.
Nothing that I would not do to get up next to you. One way or another, I am gonna make you love me too. If you listen to the words I say, I think you're gonna see. If you have a heart, I will not stop till it belongs to me. Everything I say is to win your love. I live every day. I'm more in love with you. I'm not.
Win Your Love. It's Dominique Pruitt live from Studio A, and she's just doing some radio visits this week, and we're happy that WCBE is one of those stations. And, well, we're hoping that you'll come back and folks can come out to see you live in the clubs. And so when you headed back to the West Coast?
Well, today we drive to Grand Rapids, and we're doing another radio thing there, and then we go home tomorrow. So it's just a little two-stop. But I was saying before that Columbus is adorable, by the way. I had no idea what to expect, and it is so cute and charming. So I really want to come back.
Well, thank you.
Can't wait to play a show here.
We got it going on here, and it's a great city. So.
Super charming.
Yeah. Well, so tell us a little bit about your work with Nick Waterhouse, who's been getting a lot of attention out there, too.
Yeah.
Just reading up on you, I didn't realize that you were the background vocalist for his work.
Just very briefly, I did some touring with them, no recording. But yeah, randomly, we met through Twitter, of all things. I had seen his name on a list, and I listened to his music. This was a couple years back, and I was like, wow, he does some retro stuff, too. Like, I'm really into it. And I was in the process of recording my album and kind of had my whole thing going, but I had written to him on Twitter and was like, great show last night when the first time I went to see him. And like 2 months later, he was like, hey, you had reached out to me on Twitter. I'm looking for a singer. Do you want to come sing for a little bit?
Great.
And at the time, for me, it was perfect stage experience and to kind of get my sea legs a little before I perform too much on my own with my own material. So, yeah, it was really fun. Really fun stuff.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Love what you do. Dominique.
Thank
Dominique
you so
Pruitt, joined by Travis. Travis.
Daggett.
Daggett
yes.
on guitar.
Yes.
Say, but not Travis. Everybody knows Travis.
Just one.
Everybody knows Travis.
Well, thank you guys for being here and taking the time
of
to do this for us
Thanks
today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. What's this last one you're going to do?
This is He's Got It Bad.
All right.
Someone told me about a gypsy woman. Said she could get inside my head. I went down to the spooky side of town so I could have my fortune read. And she said, I think your heart is gonna pound when I tell you what I found. Make sure that you're sitting down for what I have to say. My prediction is he will be your destiny. A tall, dark stranger is falling for you hopelessly. You don't even need a crystal ball to see, so don't be sad. He's got it bad. I didn't know what to make of this. I didn't know what I should do. So I told my best gal all about it. Said this must sound crazy to you, but it's true. And she said, you must be doing something right. Why would you put up a fight? Anyway, it's Friday night, so let's go hit the town. My prediction is he would be your destiny. A tall, dark stranger is falling. You don't even need a crystal ball to see, so don't be sad, 'cause he's got it bad. Just where or when the moment I was waiting for would be, I couldn't see. But then I opened up my eyes and saw him standing in the shadows. There he was, just looking back at me. The prediction was he would be my destiny. The tall, dark stranger falling for me hopelessly. All to see, and I ain't mad, 'cause he's got it bad. Oh, he's got it bad.
Tall, dark stranger.
Yeah, he's got it real bad.
Don't even need.
He's got it bad.